epic, exciting, immersive. These are a few of the words you will hear inside Laura J's classroom at Kenmore East High School, where she has structured her special needs music class around film scores.
We really cover what the kids are interested in a way that matches up with curriculum standards and what we need to achieve in this school year.
When going over the greats like Mozart or Beethoven, Jay says students are much less excited. Play something they may have heard at home, it immediately becomes visible.
As soon as, for example, we start playing that music from Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, their ears pricked up, they're interested, they're on the edge of their seats, and they're making really lovely, mature, thoughtful reflections upon the music they were hearing because it was music they wanted to hear and that they're interested in.
Jay says it's easier for students to connect to classical music if they are already familiar with something that closely resembles it. Violins, flutes, trumpets, these are instruments both Wagner and John Williams have used. Senior Hugh Kirksey is one of several Star Wars fans in the class.
My favorite soundtrack, I would say, is the Imperial March in Star Wars. I'd say that the music basically describes Darth Vader and stuff like that, because since that the Imperial March is basically supposed to be like evil music and stuff like that, and since that Darth Vader is evil.
Then you have students like Oscar Machias, who enjoys more modern music from composers like Hans Zimmer.
I think it's because the way that they're created. I mean, like most music's like Blade Runner, that was made like by computers, and more like of other ones were made by hand and by instrumentals, a lot of that. And I do like most of these current songs. I do like, it's more of a like really feeling that you get whenever you think that the character is going to go through life or death.
Principal Patrick Hayden says no matter the class, it's important students have familiar material they can draw from when learning.
Kids live in the present. This is their time. And sometimes things that are old-fashioned, if you keep giving them, you know, the classics, quote-unquote, so to speak, then they might see it as arcane or not relevant or just kind of obsolete to them. But when you can make connections between the things and show the kids that maybe some new piece of music or a movie or a novel or whatever is based on something from the past, they can see timeless themes that exist among those things and make those really deep and true connections.
Using a freeware program called Soundtrap, students in Jay's classroom completed a project where they made their own soundtrack, replacing music to a famous movie scene with loops and a MIDI keyboard. That's something ambitious for a college-level class, let alone a high school. Junior Caleb Gregory put his own work into the final lightsaber battle in Star Wars: The Phantom Menace.
I just want to switch it around and see what it sounds like. It's something new to it. It's like a new twist to it. I feel really awesome about it. I feel great. I like how I did it. It's more like, it's not scary. It's way more like fun and action to it.
Jay has called this month-long unit a great success and plans to do it again in the following years.
Even when we talked about Eminem, you know, wow, you know, Eminem really got bullied when he was growing up. You know, anybody else have that experience? You know, we use whatever I can to connect their lives to the lives of the musicians. But I think it's easier when it's the movies and the music because it's so connected to their lives.
Whether it's an orchestra or a general music special needs class, that seems to be the case for Laura Jay at Kenmore East. Reporting for WBFO News, I'm Nick Lippa.